And I'll tell you, speaking of Elvis, last night I heard on our affiliate here, or up, it's up the road, I'm in Arkansas, I drove through Memphis and KWAM at 990 AM, one of the great standby stalwart signals in the market. And there was a fascinating conversation. Those of you who are listening to KWAM, maybe you can help me out a little bit here. And if you can, try 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. I know that there were two people on subbing for the normal host on an evening program, a fellow who said he was on the show three or four times a week. He was not a seasoned broadcaster, but a fascinating conversationalist. And they were talking about Elvis and a fellow who had – they had somebody on with them, the two hosts of the program. And I wished I'd have written their name down, but I was driving and I didn't have a piece of paper or a pencil in my hand. And I don't know the schedule at KWAM well enough to have their – have a firm grasp of their identities. But at any rate, the issue or the interest was on Elvis, a fellow who went to high school with Elvis, was on them on the program with them, and he had a great story. As a matter of fact, I told my producer to see if we could find this fellow, call KWAM today and see if we can find this man who was a high school friend of Elvis's. What a great story. You know what? That's the kind of stuff I appreciate. That's one of the reasons I love traveling across the country, although there are fewer and fewer farther and farther in between the really good radio programs on the really good radio stations. And I say that not happily, because this great institution, the public airwaves, the AM and FM stations, there's so much drivel, dreck, bad music, horrible hosts, just people who don't have anything to say. And then every once in a while, you come across something, and almost every city I have actually found it, but coming to grips with, as I'm going across the dial, and I stopped at 990 because I knew it was the station that I was on, and listening to these guys, it was just, it wasn't polished radio, it was good radio. It was very entertaining to listen to these guys talking about their experiences in Memphis with Elvis. They were talking about what went on at Graceland during the day, and it was just, it was great conversation. So kudos to those at KWAM and to these fellas, and if we can find out who man, I'm driving 75 miles an hour down the highway. And so I'm looking around and I'm talking to myself, and I get on the phone and I call Bob Kay, who's my – he takes care of pretty much everything for me. I say, call that station, see if we can get to them. And we I couldn't stop there because I had to get further on down the road. I liked the station, the fellow who owns it, and the history. KWAM has a great history on both sides of the Mississippi. So anyway, just I'm telling you the story because it was really it was two things: a great example of great conversational radio that was entertaining, and stories about Elvis, which we all of us, no matter how old we are, we love. So anyway, I continue at 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. Jennifer's usually here with me. She and Rich have gone to the Consumer Electronics Show.